dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we are celebrating the memorial of St. Casimir of Poland, who lived from 1458 to 1484, did not live more than 25 years. He was the third of 13 children to King Casimir IV of Poland and Elizabeth of Austria, and he was the grandson of the emperor. From a young age, he was tutored by a priest and became very attracted to a life of holiness and austerity and charity. While he was still an adolescent, his father wanted him to lead an army against the throne of Hungary. The nobility of Hungary had grown discontent with their king and wanted Casimir to send his son to reign over them. And as a good son, Casimir obeyed, but the mission he felt was an unjust one. And on top of that, they were greatly outnumbered, and his own officers counseled him to abandon that mission. And Casimir himself, the young Casimir, agreed. And so was courageous enough, wise enough, to turn away from that and face the wrath of his father. And so for some time, his father punished him and confined him to the castle in another town, Dobski. He was faithful, however, to his convictions, and this experience convinced him that the endeavors of the world and worldly ambitions were not for him. It wasn't a weakness on his part or a lack of courage, but truly he was committed to the spiritual life and also saw the folly and the error of what he had been involved in. And so he renounced that. Things must have been patched up with his father because when his father left Poland for several years in the early adulthood of Casimir, he left young Casimir as his viceroy, so he was the ruler over Poland in his father's stead. Shortly after his father returned, while young Casimir was on a trip to Lithuania, he succumbed to the effects of his severe ascetic lifestyle and to disease, and so he died at the age of, one book says 23, I calculate 25, in Lithuania. And after his death, many miracles were reported to take place at his tomb, and in 1522 he was canonized by Pope Adrian VI, and he is the patron saint of Poland and of Lithuania. And Casimir's life reflects something of the lesson our Lord wants to impart from the gospel experience recounted today of the rich young man who went away sad because he possessed many things, it says. He went away sad for he had many possessions. But in another way of looking at it, he was possessed by his material things that he was so attached to that he could not let them go. He could not break free from their hold over him to possess the one thing that mattered, which was Jesus Christ. Our Lord said, "You are lacking in one thing." So this young man had everything: wealth, possessions, the promise of a successful future. But he came to Jesus asking, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" So this young man, he perceived that there was something more and that the supreme benefit would be eternal life. he understood this. Yet when faced with the proposition of renouncing everything for that one pearl of great price, to be possessed, so to speak, by Jesus rather than by the world, he had it not within him the strength or the goodwill or the courage to make a break with the world and follow Christ. Young Casimir, on the other hand, he too had many possessions. All of Poland was destined to be his, and maybe more. And yet, fortunately for Casimir, he had been given the gift of faith, and he had great fervor and love for Christ, so much so that he realized that all of the worldly goods that were within his reach weren't worth anything if it meant to be separated from Christ. And so he chose Christ over the things of the world. He realized that it was a danger for him to indulge in what the world was offering him and what was so close at hand. And yet he turned away from that and followed Christ. And Christ took him to himself at a young age as a saint. He had even renounced marriage because of his desire to remain celibate and dedicate himself to prayer and study. A great example for our youth today and for all of us living in this world that is so forgetful of God. And just to tie back to the first reading in Sirach, this whole reading is an expression of the wisdom of God. And one of the things, the difference between the world and, or the values of the world and the values of God, the Greek philosophers even, who were pagans, said, "Philosopher, know thyself." This is the beginning of human wisdom, to know ourself. And yet man today is like an amnesiac who doesn't even know who he is. Because if we don't acknowledge that we are creatures of God and that our whole reason for being derives from the fact that we are creatures of God made for him, then our whole life is a walk in the dark. The blind leading the blind. And so, brothers and sisters, let us pray for true wisdom, such as was given to Casimir of Poland, to recognize that all of our concerns in this world are secondary and even less so when compared with the one thing that we lack if we don't have Christ, and that is the hope of salvation. So, brothers and sisters, let us remember this whenever we're tempted and tempted to feeling sorry about not having more things, not being more popular or having more opportunities. All of this is irrelevant in eternal life, and the only thing that matters is that we acknowledge Christ and follow him. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, to whom Casimir was very dedicated, also help us to keep clear in our minds the truth, to know ourselves as children of God, and with her help to follow Christ to eternal life. Praise be Jesus and Mary.